Welcome to another episode of the Green Earth Pest Control Podcast series. I'm your host, Frank Andorka. Today we're talking with Will Mosley, General Manager of the New York Office of Green Earth Pest Control. We've spent the last couple of episodes on the West Coast, so we're coming back to the East Coast. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having me.
You spent 8 years in the U.S. Army before joining Green Earth Pest Control. What attracted you to the pest management industry?
Well, it's actually a funny story. Truthfully, pest management, pest control, exterminator, those words never crossed my mind at all. Never even thought about it. I left the Army with dreams of being an air traffic controller, and current state of the FAA at the time just didn't allow that to happen. So I spent the better part of the 2 years after getting out being either unemployed or going from one crazy job to another, just doing what I could to make it by.
So how did you end up at Green Earth Pest Control? What attracted you to them, and how did they find you?
I was about to turn 30. I think it was roughly 3 or 4 weeks before my 30th birthday. And I told myself if I'm not hired and on my path to a career or at least something better at that time, I'm going to, you know, go back home where I know it and where I know I have a place that I can work at and everything and kind of go from there. I sent out, over the course of the 2 years, probably upwards of 5,000 different resumes for different career fields, explaining how trainable and experienced I was in different aspects of life, and got absolutely no hits whatsoever, save a few job interviews for like a hotel here, a kitchen there. And I was told multiple times that they wouldn't hire me because I would probably have their job too soon. I got stuck with that, and then I made a last-ditch effort of all places, Craigslist. I made a post that it was basically just explaining who I am, what I've done, what I can do, what I'm limited to, what I'm not limited to, how trainable I was, and I got one response from that post on Craigslist, and that was from Josh Alpert, the owner of Green Earth Pest Control. He told me who he was, what he does, and if I was interested to send him my resume, so I did. Shortly thereafter, spoke on the phone. He explained what he does and what he's looking for, and I told him I was thoroughly interested, and we set up an interview for, I believe it was a couple days later on a Wednesday. I went up there and met him, and we sat in the office and talked, and he explained what he does, asked if it was something I'd be interested in still, and I said, yeah, they actually hired me on the spot. I think I even started work, if not the next day, the day after. It's been a while now, so it's hard to remember, but the one thing, the funny thing that I always remember about this is before Josh and I got off that very first phone call, I told him, I said, look, I was like, you found me on Craigslist, so I have to ask this, is this a scam? I asked him, and he snickered a little bit, and I believe, I can't quote him on this, but I believe his answer was something to the effect of, well, I guess we'll wait and see. But then he ultimately said no. But I mean, it was a general, like, it made me feel better about the whole situation, so I was happy to proceed. And then after starting work and everything, he actually asked me one day, he said, so do you still feel like it's a scam? And I think I said, well, we'll see. And we went like that. So it's a pretty good story to have found such a good job like this at.
What was your first job at Green Earth Pest Control? Obviously, now you're the general manager of the New York office. How did you didn't start at that level. How did you start?
Well, actually, I started out as a regular old technician. I got trained by the previous field supervisor and went around on all the jobs. They kind of threw me into everything, so they let me learn pretty much quite a bit pretty quickly. I mean, I thought I did really well. I took it upon myself to kind of start reading up on bugs, because short of knowing that that was an ant and that was a roach, that was about the extent of my knowledge at the time. So did my own research, learned some more things, some habits, and got into some really funky bugs. And then once I started learning what we really deal with, like the normal and the averages, I learned a lot more. And I guess it kind of helped me in the long run. I was able to do these jobs, and training went pretty quick. I was even able to help optimize a lot of the way we do things. Like the paperwork is now all digital, whereas back then it was all on paper. So we were going through 1,000 pieces of paper a month or more, and now we get to do it all digitally. So I was just able to pick up on a lot of parts, and where it's like we always said, when you put three heads together with completely different lifestyles and experience, you can come up with a plan that works 100% better. And that's pretty much what we did. And over time, like, companies move and shift and people go and people come, and it came time to where they actually made me the field supervisor. Where I still did jobs for the most part, but I would go out and supervise, train, make sure things were going right, and if there was a problem, I would go and fix it, or determine at least what happened. And we kind of kind of went from there. And then I stopped doing jobs and started just simply checking up on the technicians out in the field. Around that time, I probably got my applicator, the upgrade from technician. And then end of December, January 2015, when a spot opened up in the office, and they pulled me in, and then I started working in the office. And around that, a little before that, is when they made me, I guess, the official general manager.
How many techs are you managing now?
Right now there are 7 in New York, and there's the 1 in California. And the California one's kind of split managed to basically whoever answers the phone, but I do typically deal with primarily the New York technicians.
All right, you have to answer this question for me. Well, the pest problems in New York, everybody has heard of them. Even if they don't live anywhere near New York, the pest problems are legendary. You go to a website and there are hundreds of pest control companies in New York City. What's it like running the office of a pest control company in New York? What makes Green Earth stand out from the rest?
I think it's the customers that make Green Earth stand out from the rest. I mean, personal opinion is we like to attract as many different type of people as we can. When I talk to a customer for the very first time, I often get the feeling that it's my fault they have a problem with, you know, X bug, whatever bug they're dealing with. And I understand their thought process, because to someone that just lives in an apartment or a house and they have a problem, if they have an exterminator or their building has an exterminator, they blame the exterminator for them having a bug problem. And what we like to do is we like to educate customers as much as we do like to service them. I mean, there's often times where a customer is doing something wrong, and they don't even realize they're doing something wrong. They don't know that because there's 300 people, like, literally within 100 feet of you at any time or more, that if you leave dishes in the sink and there's a roach problem in one of those, the roaches are going to find their way to you. So we work more on educating customers making them fully aware of why things happen and what could possibly be attributing to that, and then telling them how to change their habits. Simple changes, too. Nothing drastic. Like, we're not asking them to steam clean their entire home repeatedly. We're just asking for simple: take your trash out, do your dishes, don't leave food on the counter, things like that. And they're really receptive to that. And it usually leads to them purchasing a service anyways. And then they come back. Sometimes it's great. They don't talk to us for a year, and then it happens again. And then sometimes people, they have a larger problem, and it's not necessarily their fault, but they're just feeling the effects of that. And when that happens, we explain it to them and what's going on. And then with that style of talking to customers, instead of just being that random person that says, okay, I'll come out there for this amount of money. And then you don't tell them what they're doing. You don't tell them what to expect. You don't tell them why it could be happening. I think we attract a different type of customer, and it really truly does help our reputation and our image and the how we portray ourselves, especially online. We have a very large online presence with all kinds of great reviews from customers that I can point out probably at least 75% of them that I've talked to, and I know where they're coming from, and I understand, you know, why they're happy. So it really changes the way I think about what I know of pest control companies now as opposed to years ago. And I think that with the market being so competitive, when you stand out like that, I think that really bodes well for everybody. And then especially since we require such rigorous training in all aspects of our company, there's not a person that can call and get an answer by anybody in our office and not be able to get an answer to a question from them. So we want everyone that we work with to know everything as well. So I think that really helps us in the long run.
What's the toughest pest problem you face in New York?
The toughest pest problem, can we include cab drivers in that?
Sure.
Okay, well, that would be the toughest. But if we want to stick to truly the bug and rodent world, I would say it's truly hard to limit it to one specific pest. I would say the biggest pest problem are the stigmas attached to the pest. People with a problem that maybe they are hoarders, or they're dirty, or they're not. Maybe they have a cleaning woman that comes every single day and they still have a problem. A lot of people are really afraid to talk about it still. Bed bugs being a big hot button issue. Like, the bed bugs are on the rise. I mean, the statistics are out there. The government does test, independent companies do the statistic gathering as well, and they sometimes they say they're going down, sometimes they say they're going up, but I mean, the trend is that they seem like they're always going up. And the biggest problem is when we're able to do our program fully and analyze a building and see what's going on, we can typically find what we would call ground zero, like why they're there, and deal with it. But it's when people are afraid to talk about it and they want to try it on their own and they use all these crazy internet recipes to get rid of them that it really hinders the service. So I think the stigma of not talking about it is actually the biggest pest problem in New York.
If someone in New York wants to get a hold of Green Earth Pest Control and inquire about getting serviced by your company, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, we're set up for everything. You can go to our website, www.greenearthpest.com, and you can search around the website. You can find all kinds of helpful information. And then additionally, there's a contact us button where you can go and fill out, you know, a form, tell us what your problem is, and we'll reach back out to you as soon as humanly possible and be able to discuss and give options and kind of get started that way. You can always call our number, too. Our New York number is 212-444-1034, and you call and you'll get a friendly voice answering every single time, willing to listen and willing to talk through anything. And then we've also got the email address that it's listed on our website as well. If you just need to explain something in more detail or you're unable to kind of get to the phone and you want to communicate through email, you can email our general inbox is info@greenearthpest.com. And that goes to all of us here in the office. And, you know, basically first come, first serve. As soon as it comes in, somebody grabs it and runs with it, and we'll help you out through there. And that's, yeah, literally we're covered for everything.
Can you give that number and that email address out again so that the listeners can write it down?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. The phone number to call us is 212-444-1034, and then the email address is info@greenearthpest.com.
This has been another edition of the Green Earth Pest Control Podcast series. I'm your host, Frank Andorica.